Good morning, everyone. Today's the 5th of October, and Mark is ready to start in the book of Luke. He's going to read chapter 1, verses 1 through 40 today, because it's 80 verses, so he's going to read 40 verses today.
Luke chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand and set forth ordered declaration of those which are most to be believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things which thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, the chorus of Abiah, and his wife was a daughter of Aaron, her name was Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were now well stricken in years. Came to pass that while he exited priest off before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went to the temple of the Lord. The whole multitude of the people were praying without. The time of incense, when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and felt. Fear fell upon him. The angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. Thou shalt call his name John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall receive at his birth. He shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, shall go forth before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers, the children, and disobedient, the wisdom of the just, to make ready the people prepared for the Lord." Zacharias said to the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these great glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak until the day these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, shall be fulfilled in their season." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. And it came to pass, as soon as the day of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men." In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." Amen. "Shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month of her who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word, and the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth.
Yeah, you remember you're just going to 40, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me read any more.
Go down to 40.
Just 40.
Oh, that's it?
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah.
All right. We're ready for 41 tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.